on this key Feast of the Three Kings, we hear this prophecy of what Jesus does in the book of Isaiah. It is that prophecy that Isaiah talks about in many different ways, about gathering the nations together. And he talks about it in a way of which the splendor of all the nations, the treasures of gold, the treasures of all these things, the treasures of the people themselves, come and worship at the mountain of the Lord. They come together in this blessing, a blessing of the people of Israel. And he talks into it in a very temporal way about the gold and the treasure and the people and all this other stuff. But we are also reminded that Isaiah is also talking in a metaphorical way, that God gathers all together because it all belongs ultimately to God's blessing. And that people recognizing the blessing of God choose to gather together and journey towards this great mountain, this great king, the God of gods, the Lord of lords. In our gospel today, echoes that story in the three wise men, the three kings who come from the east. We don't know a lot about them. We're not even sure that there were only three. There could have been a lot more. We name them three because of the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, right? That's kind of the clue that we took. But we don't know if they were from the east only being maybe as far as Damascus, which would have been a couple weeks' journey. We do not know if they came from farther, for instance, Baghdad, maybe a couple months or maybe a year's journey, or farther east into what is today Iran or Afghanistan or even present-day India, which would have been a years and years of journeying and perhaps even a lifetime of journeying. But we can imagine that journey with them as they're going along. And much like we do on journeys, when we sit and we talk to people who we don't know, standing in line perhaps at Disneyland, right, we might say, where are you from? And the second question often is, so what are you going to do? What are you doing? Where are you going? And those are questions that come very naturally to us, and they would come naturally to those companions traveling with the three magi. Where are you from? Why are you making this journey? And the Magi would have explained to them, we ascertained through our wisdom and through our study a star in the sky that proclaimed the King of Israel, that proclaimed a king that would rule the world, that proclaimed a king that would bring peace and justice to all people. That is what we have seen, and that's where we're going. So the question then becomes, if you would have asked that question to the Magi, and they would have given you that answer, what have you done? Would have you sat there and said, wow, that sounds like a great thing. Let me stop what I'm doing and make that journey with you. I'm going to leave behind all the other stuff that I have because I know going on this journey is going to bring me to that place in life, to the place of this newborn king who will bring peace and justice to the earth, who will bring glory and joy to all who come. Or would you be like most people and say, well, tell me about it when you get back, okay? Sounds like a good deal. Herod's answer was, go and find him and come and tell me when you find him. Reminding ourselves again and again, Bethlehem is just a day or two away from Jerusalem. It's not like a long ways away. You can walk there in a day if you really wanted to. Because that is the question that we are all called to ask. Am I going to follow and encounter Jesus Christ in my life in the journey that I am on? Am I going to go out and seek God and discover God and give God homage and praise and give myself to God in all that I say and all that I do? Because that encounter with the child in Bethlehem changed the three wise men. It changed them. It made them look differently at the world. So when they had that dream of the angel telling them to go home a different way, they didn't return to Herod. They were changed and understood that God was calling them to a different mission, to a different place, to do something differently in their lives now. Because they had come to that place and have received the gift of God's presence in their lives and recognized that presence by opening up the treasures that they had, the treasures of themselves, the treasures that they carried, frankincense and myrrh, the treasures that had been spent over the years of journeying that they had come to this place, this time. And then they were called to something different in that encounter. In our second reading today, St. Paul reminds us what that encounter and what that something different looks like. He says to us, in my stewardship of God's gifts to me, I must give them away. I must share them with other people. I must be an ambassador, evangelist, someone who talks about God to others, someone who proclaims Jesus Christ as King, someone who goes out and gives all that he has, all that she has. In the name of God, in our adopted sonship or daughtership of Jesus Christ, of God the Father. That's the call that we all have. That's what God invites us to do. Making the journey like the Magi to the foot of Jesus. And we do that weekly. I promise you we do. You guys get in a line and you the very presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, to his very body and blood, soul and divinity. And you offer yourselves to God in that way, receiving him as the Magi received him, being consumed by him as we consume him, being made into that new image, that image that God desires us to live and to share with one another. And then to go out, to go out and proclaim that good news, that Jesus is here and he changes lives. That Jesus is here and he forgives sins. That Jesus is here and his mercy extends into even the worst hurts, the darkest places in our lives. And it is there that we recognize our call and how we are to be stewards of those gifts that God gave to us. Excuse me. Those gifts are given and shared in many different ways. We shared with you at Christmas time this book, Resisting Happiness. And in chapter 6, Matthew Kelly actually asks the question that we proclaim tonight. The chapter is entitled, Something's Missing. Right? And I would invite you in a very special way this week to make sure you take time to read chapter 6. And maybe even read it in companionship with the gospel or the readings that were proclaimed this night. And recognize, what is it that God is calling you to? What is it that God is inviting you to participate in as stewards of those gifts of time, talent, and treasure? What is it that God wants you to know? And more importantly, who is it that God wishes you to serve? Because when we spend time in prayer, that answer will come. And if we have the courage to follow as the Magi did, if we have the courage to proclaim as St. Paul did, if we have the courage to be prophetic, then we do follow and recognize the presence of Jesus in our lives, where we go out into the world to serve one another as Christ has served us.